What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Week 4 Swolecast here on RotorGrinders.com. I want to bring in my special co-host, Peter Overzet, Davis Matic, and Daniel Gasper, a.k.a. Mr. Total 05.
Why AKA, am I your special co-host?
Yeah, I was going to say special guest, but like you guys are more than guests.
I would hope so. We've been through a lot together.
You're rent seekers is what you are. But no, I'm Mr. 05, a.k.a. the Carl Pilkington of DFS, as was commented on last week's video. So it sent me down. Peter, you seem like the guy that may have heard of Carl Pilkington in the past.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
He's British, right?
Yeah, he's a British dude. Good googling skills. Yeah, he's He's basically Ricky Gervais's sidekick, and he is. His charm is in that everything annoys him, basically, and he's a man of few words. But when he does say something, people take note, and those notes are generally long. So, Tuttle, how's it going, bud?
Still not 100% sure who Carl Pilkington is, but I've been called worse things, so I'll take it.
It was the top comment on last week's show. Also, people love the ending. They loved the ending and the improv rhyme. So I'm not saying that's going to go anywhere. We might have to keep it for some of the shows.
I think that rhyme or whatever we're calling it single-handedly is what caused AJ Brown to pull his hamstring.
Yeah,
thanks.
And Julio. And I mean, Julio is out now too. Like that offense is going to be hurting. The good news is they're playing the Jets this week. That's the good news. And
how amazing would it be if the Titans are the one win the Jets get all year long?
It's going to happen.
It probably, I mean, their receiving core is dust. It's going to be bad.
I thought you were really ready to come on and tout Nick Westbrook-Ikhine.
Seems like a big guy. You probably were at a coffee shop and overheard that he's been getting breakfast with Ryan Tannehill, something like that.
No, there's one play this week from the Titans, and you guys know who it is. So
do you have a song or something to announce?
Do you want to play like your liar or whatever?
I think Dave has a harp.
Yeah.
What's a liar?
You've never heard of a liar before?
I think that's an old timey, like I think like someone in Robin Hood would play the liar. Yeah. Yeah. It's like a fancy, not fancy, like a very basic.
Someone please Photoshop Dave's head onto some old lady playing a liar.
I honestly thought I've been out of the NFT game. I thought the liar was like some recent project that Davis was in. He was trying to pump his bags.
Yeah, the loquacious liars.
Yeah.
Hey, all right. I just sent an image in our Zoom chat. Someone Photoshop Kitchen onto that.
So, before we get into the bones of the show, people commented last week. Aside from them liking what I had to say, they said it was a better show. So. We had a lot more positivity on the show this week, but we do want to thank BetMGM. Use promo code GrindersBet and listen. things are gonna happen for you. You bet $10 to get $200 instantly on BetMGM when your team scores a touchdown. All they have to do is score a touchdown. So GrindersBet is what you want to use.
You're saying the Titans have to score a touchdown?
Well, your team. Like your team. So if you were going to be,
whatever. Well, I wouldn't bet on the Titans.
Dave, I do just so we are fostering a positive work environment. I want to say that ad read was a lot better than last week's, and you showed improvement. Yeah,
thanks. I knew there was a change, but it wasn't in the show sheet, but it was in the email, so I had to quickly switch. So let's get that in the show sheet next week. All right, so let's get the Overzet overview, Peter.
Yeah. You know, the one thing I like to say about kind of the overview is we're so early in the week and there's a lot of dynamics that can change with injuries. The slate can get flipped on its head at any moment. And so I do think you should kind of take my overview with a grain of salt because it's such a bird's eye overview that you almost need a telescope to kind of look down and actually make any sense of what's going on down there. But I think Cooper Kupp looks like a great play again this week.
So Pete hasn't looked at anything quite yet this week.
No. How do you are you first looking at with the show? Is that the thing?
I did my first look on Mayo's channel on Monday. I've looked at the salaries. I've
wait. We are. I thought we were the only show doing the first look when no one else was doing it, and you're plugging someone else's.
I legit do a first look now for Mayo on Monday afternoons when there's no projections out, and I am awful. Oh my gosh.
Just brutal.
Davis, who's this week's CEH?
I mean, it's probably Sony Michel if Daryl Henderson doesn't play, where it's like he got 24 touches last week and did pretty much nothing with them. But I don't know. I mean, it could actually be Chuba Hubbard, who the sites did a good job pricing up. And he played 70% of the snaps after Christian McCaffrey went out last week. But like we all know, like Royce Freeman's coming in there to ruin a good time. Like that's just going to happen.
Is it Chuba or is it Chuba?
It's Chuba.
It's Chuba.
I got corrected on this way back during best ball season. The pronunciation bros came after me. It is Chuba.
Is that IV Twitter and pronunciation bros? Are they the same entity?
It's a Venn diagram and it's a circle, bud.
Yeah, I get it. I get tilted when people say Kamara when it's Kamara. So no, I understand. Kamara. No, it's Kamara.
Tomorrow.
It's his sister on our SiriusXM show literally told us it was Camaro, like a Camaro. So thanks. Okay. All right. Tuttle, what's your overview for the week since some people not?
Yeah, well, CEH could be CEH this week. True. That's the other thing. He's still only 5,400. We just saw the corpse of Zeke Elliott and Tony Pollard run all over Philadelphia. More of that was because of how they were playing defense, which is probably, you know, they'll be sitting back again against Kansas City. So CEH could be CEH this week.
Zeke but looked good.
What's that?
Zeke looked good.
Yeah. Zeke was spry.
You know who else looked good last week? Manny Sanders.
Yeah.
We told you.
I think that was, I mean, Davis, you loved Emmanuel.
No. Davis had the opportunity.
Liked him a lot.
Let me finish my joke. You cut me off. It was 2 weeks ago when Davis loved Emmanuel.
Oh, got it. You didn't tell me. But yeah, last week you had the opportunity to double down. We offered it to you, and you chose not to. Also, just a few housekeeping notes. Someone won the 6K.
No, let Pete say it. Yeah,
what is?
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I forget the name of it. I held it so near and dear to me.
Yeah.
The 6K.
Peter, who are you even? You don't even Wrangler, know. Yes, it's the Wrangler free roll.
Boot cut free roll challenge.
The 6K Wrangler long live free free roll
Die
challenge.
Hard.
So
we
someone
gave out the nuts to it and they won it.
Someone won it, and if they would have entered it into the Millie Maker, then they would have literally won $1 million. Hopefully, they entered it into something else, but they had the Swolecast logo in their profile pic. You can't make that up. Peter, I think you were cashing in that lineup. I think both of our lineups did pretty well. So this week, it's the... auto zone, get in the zone football challenge. Wrangler long live free is no longer.
I actually have free. A different one, but let me just do it on my own good time for max comedic effect, Dave.
Let David keep ruining this.
Please don't ruin this bit for me, David. They say it's one of the only good things this show is going now. But to your point, I also tossed our FanDuel lineup in the 40K Sunday NFL squib. doubled up, dude. $1 entry up to $2. We finished 7,000th out of 47,000 entries.
Ladder, bro. Hitting that ladder.
Sick brag that you can play $1 contest. Must be nice.
I haven't won the Millionaire Maker over there like you guys.
I remember back in 2018 doing that. All the fish. All right. Top team totals. You got the Bills way ahead of everybody else. And then the Rams, Niners, Browns, and Titans. Titans still with a decent team total. And then game totals as far as stacks. Cardinals versus Rams. Is that going to be the game that everyone targets total?
So here's the thing. Kind of like initially, yes. But Arizona is kind of meh with who to target, right? Because DeAndre Hopkins Christian Kirk. Is kind of dust. People like Rondale Moore way more than Christian Kirk. Kyler's pretty expensive. They're going to be like, hey, Aaron Donald is awesome, blah, blah, blah. So I don't think this game will be necessarily targeted all that heavily just because, hey, we finally got Cooper Kupp up to 7,800 too, which helps. So, yes, it has a high, you know, total, but fitting these guys into reasonable lineups is not nearly as easy as it was last week.
Yeah.
Davis, you kind of had like a meh nah wave face when I said the Cardinals and Rams stack. Like, that's not even on your radar.
Well, they're just everyone in that game is so expensive. I mean, DeAndre Hopkins and his 18% target share, 7,700. But then as a result, Christian Kirk, Rondale Moore, and AJ Green are way more expensive. I mean, obviously, like we all know the fake sharp move this week is to play Robert Woods, right? Like the targets are going to equal out. Robert Woods has historically been a 25% target share player in this offense. Like we all know people are like aching to play Robert Woods.
Is and that,
like
that Blender if he became a fantasy analyst?
That was like a combination of Blender and Nate. Like that's what Nate sounds like in my head. And I know we're going to get to the Gilcast Sunday night and Nate is going to be trying to explain why he played Mike Davis for the fourth week in a row and Robert Woods.
Was he advocating for Robert Woods last week?
He played him. He played them both. Oh, Mike Davis and Robert Woods.
Shout out to Sammy Reed for playing Derrick Henry in his main lineup last week. I also did.
Yeah, shout out.
Davis beat me in our matchup last week. And it felt like it was really close there to the end. Yeah. I had to swap off a Cooper Kupp because Saquon equaled Derrick Henry. But we both played Lamar Jackson.
We sure did. You didn't play Clyde though. You didn't trust the math.
No, I did play Clyde. We both played Clyde. We both played Lamar Jackson. Hey, it was Derrick Henry.
Everyone says your audio sucks. So I don't know what you want to do about that.
It's not great, I'll be honest.
I mean, you're generally kind of grating.
I don't know how we're going to fix that other than this volume button. Is it getting better? Testing one, two, three.
You're yelling into a walkie-talkie.
Nice. Well, that's what happens.
So it's been a good start to the show.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah.
Hey, why don't we go ahead and make a team? Where are you going to throw this?
Let's make a DraftKings team.
I would love to.
Get Devin.
All right, David, you're picking last. Pete, you go first.
Per usual.
Okay. Let's start with DJ Moore in this Dallas Carolina game.
Yeah, if you run your optimizer on a double stack with a bring back this week, you're going to get 150 Cowboys Panthers stacks thrown back at you.
So I have a question here, Pete.
Yes.
Are you not afraid of Trayvon Diggs?
Dude, I was trying to figure out who the cornerback is on PFF. Man, it is so hard to figure it out these days. But when I did see that cornerback that you just mentioned is guarding DJ Moore, I did get very nervous.
I say that in jest, but I kind of do think Trayvon Diggs is a thing.
Uh-oh. He's real good, but is he even shadowing guys?
Yeah, who do they play first week? He was the guy that shut down Mike Evans. Devontae Smith last week.
Cowboys, NFC favorites, I heard.
So DJ Moore is awesome. Great pick. You go next, Davis.
Well, let's just do, actually, you know what? I'm going to take Dalton Schultz and set up our game.
No, why do you want to always take Dalton Schultz?
What, is that He's a thing? Cheap. Does Davis always take is Dalton that, Schultz?
I don't even know what that is. What is that even?
He might have taken him week one. I don't really
remember that gross stack that he had to take.
Oh yeah, we took Dalton Schultz for his 6 for 45 in week one. No, wait, that was a showdown game.
Or week two is whenever you made. It was actually week two. Yeah, it was when you had the is CeeDee Lamb and Amari were the two targets, and you went with Dalton Schultz as the stack. Yeah. All right. So who do we have right now, Peter?
DJ Moore and Dalton Schultz.
You know who might be this year's Jonnu Smith.
We're not running Swain. A double tight end lineup.
Yeah, we're not running.
I know. I would much rather though play Tommy Tremble than Schultz. I mean,
what?
It's just no. David That's is bad. David like learns a guy's name and just like we got to get him in the next week.
No, let's get him
in. Dan first Arnold's all, gone. He's gonna catch 10 touchdowns.
First of all, in this matchup. He is a rookie. There's no more Robbie Anderson there.
And there's no more Robbie Anderson.
Now. Yeah, like Robbie Anderson does not exist now for the Panthers.
No. Okay, Dave, this is what I needed.
You're having a bad show, buddy.
Honestly, this is what I needed because I had a Robbie Anderson hot take, and I was thinking about making him a terrible take this week.
There you go.
And Davis mushed him so much. Like he had Robbie has obviously not been involved at all, but like. If you think Trayvon Diggs is even one iota of a thing, if you think Christian McCaffrey's target share having to go elsewhere is any sort of a thing, like Robbie Anderson's season may be upon us, and he is excellent leverage off of DJ Moore.
Yeah, why don't we double stack the Panthers?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go Darnold and Robbie.
Yeah.
I mean, I think playing Dak for 700 more is better, but it's fine.
This is a cash game tournament lineup.
Oh, so we want Darnold's rushing floor in cash.
Yep.
Okay, got it.
And we're getting big leverage on.
You know who has a rushing floor?
No one's going to go. No.
Tommy Tremble. They ran really, an end around. They ran an end around for a touchdown. Did you not watch that game? The coaches love him.
I really thought you were about to just bring up Tannehill. Like I thought you were just going to find a way to wedge in the Titans right there. So nice. I'm proud of you, honestly.
He's got a rushing.
You know what the worst thing about the Tommy Tremble touchdown was? I don't live in a state that's legal for sports betting. And so if I have to go, I have to take a drive.
You have to do the whole thing.
Yeah.
And so if there's something that I like feel is decent, but I don't really want to take the drive for, I'll throw it on Action Network. So I threw Tommy Tremble anytime touchdown on Action Network because I'm like, I'm not going to take a drive to throw $25 down on Tommy Tremble.
Hey,
touchdown!
Damn, tough scene.
You got the
clout though.
I did get the clout equity. That felt a little good.
Dollar sign, Mr. Tuttle is going up.
All right, David, make a pick.
I already tried with Tremble. Someone else go.
That wasn't a real pick. We already have a tight end.
Yeah, we have Schultz.
I wanted to replace him, and you guys wouldn't let me.
You're right, because that's not what we do. We fill out the lineup.
It's 2,500. All right, I'll go with Cortland Sutton.
Actually, I think that's a decent pick.
Yes. I am shocked you didn't take Henry.
Yeah.
Absolutely shocked. Or
Nick Westbrook-Akeem. If I would have took someone for the bit, it would have been Westbrook-Akeem for sure.
Yeah. All right, Pete.
So I'm gonna have to pick us a running back here.
Yeah, or you can take the coward's way out and pick a defense.
Let's this is in GPP cash. Let's play DeAndre Swift.
Yeah, like it. All right, I am gonna take Jonathan Taylor since this is cash, 6,300. Against the Dolphins, who just gave up like 97 touches to Peyton Barber.
I like it.
Good cash play.
Very good cash play. So we got a little bit to work with here.
We do.
Davis, who's the defense this week?
The Lions.
Against Chicago, yeah.
You can use that. You can use that against me in our head-to-head.
Thank you.
No, that gives us enough room for Alvin Kamara here.
Well, I was going to say Adams if we wanted.
I like Kamara. We can't fit Devontae, can we?
If we go Lions.
Oh, yeah. Devontae's cheap. I was thinking he was more expensive for some reason. Devontae's a better player than Kamara. Both are excellent options, though.
Yeah. And then we can do, damn, cheap defense is really bad other than the Lions.
Yeah, it's not great this week.
You know who it might be the pukiest defensive play this week is the Falcons, because Heinicke eats all these sacks and people will play the Lions and the Falcons will be like, you know, 0.8% or whatever in these tournaments.
Falcons currently are the RG projections top defense points per dollar.
All right, we're doing Falcons?
Yeah.
And leaving 500 on the table?
Yeah, so we can late swap if we need to.
All right, I do just want a full disclosure for everyone. I am tossing this in the 5-hour energy football challenge free roll on DraftKings this week, and I'm just absolutely begging you not to dupe me.
Please don't dupe me, bro.
If I see one dupe in the 5-hour energy football challenge, I'm going to lose my mind.
All right. Let's get in the zone with quarterbacks. Davis, who do you like this week at quarterback? You and I both on Lamar last week. Who's the quarterback?
Yeah, just, you know, two great football minds really setting their cash game lineups with a lot of care and concern. Yeah. So quarterback is the dynamics are pretty different this week because Josh Allen got a huge price boost from where he was at last week. So he's not in optimals. Kyler with a difficult defensive matchup. Lamar, can I swear on this show, Dave?
Yes.
Okay. Lamar projects like dog shit this week relative to what he normally does because the game environment is so bad. It's like super low total. Denver good run defense, no plays. Hang on, Davis.
MGM's on the line. They just revoked their sponsorship.
As long as he didn't flip double birds. As long as he didn't flip double birds, I think it's all right.
But if I can be a bear for a second, Dak Prescott is going to be the chalk in cash games this week, and I expect he'll be close to the most owned quarterback in tournaments as well. So the bearishness is twofold. One is he's not running at all, right? And does not look like that's going to change anytime soon. Just does not look like his mobility is where it was before the ankle injury. And after that crazy game one against the Buccaneers, they've been happy to just eat people with Zeke and Pollard. And because the offensive line is so good, it's working. So I'll probably play Dak in cash. But I wonder if the better angle for tournaments is actually to play the overpriced Darnold with DJ Moore. And you could even do DJ Moore and then double up on the Cowboys wide receivers. But I don't know how many more, like, and it's looking like I was wrong about this from the preseason. But I don't know how many 50 pass attempt games we're going to get from Dak.
You talk about being bearish. What if we double down on being bearish? Chicago.
No.
Bearish. Justin Fields. Let's go back. Let's go back to the well with Justin.
I don't know if he can get to 25. Like, I literally don't know if it's physically possible.
Who are you even anymore, Davis?
I'm just adjusting to the results. I'm having a Bayesian process, and it
used to give a 25 point floor to Johnny Manziel when he was playing because he could run and use his legs. And now you don't even give like a ceiling to Fields. Peter, will he rush more than three times this week? Justin.
Yes.
Fields.
I'll take the over on that one. Kitchen.
Yeah, I'll take the
over. Are you taking that bet?
Yeah. I would have logged right into my BetMGM account with promo code GrindersBet.
All one mooncat score. Justin Fields over three rushes.
Yeah.
I got to get this in before Sotheby's.
All right. Tuttle, who are some of your top quarterbacks this week?
So the problem here is that the Bears are actually like in an annoyingly good spot. Yeah. And some of their guys are really cheap. where they are tempting. Not just Justin Fields. But in terms of quarterbacks, FanDuel just play Josh Allen. That's the whole thing. You don't need to play anybody else there. Don't worry about blowout. If they get 40 points, he's going to be accounting for the majority of those before he sits the whole fourth quarter. If you're looking for like non-Dak Prescott options on DraftKings, things dry out kind of quickly, but Jalen Hurts kind of the same price range. We still don't really know if Nick Sirianni is sharp or not. Hurts looked a lot better in week one, but if it's a spot where they Lamar just tore these guys up and start giving him some more designed runs, Hurts could have a really nice rushing floor in this spot and then throw in some passing as well. The thing here is the issue is like, I think people are going to think the Chiefs defense isn't great. I agree. I don't think they're great, but they've also had really tough matchups to start the season. So I would not be surprised if we almost saw something similar to what we saw this past Monday night where Eagles just go and lay an egg. But I do think Hurts is a decent option as well.
Is it? Are we just never? Oh, go ahead, Peter. I was just going to say, I mean, week one, we had all those cheap wide receivers, and every single week since,
never it has again. Been,
I mean, you have Darnell Mooney, right, who looks like the best under 4K play. Then what, maybe KJ Osborne? Is there even a third viable play?
Yes.
Not Nick Westbrook-Ekine.
It's Ekine. 100%. If they don't have Julio, if they don't have Julio and they don't have AJ Brown, which I don't think either are going to play this week, and like you've got Chester Rogers and Ekine, Westbrook-Ekine, like one of those two has to do something. They have to do something playing the Jets. So you're just taking a flyer on which one that will be. I think most will choose Westbrook-Ekine at 3.3K. But we're not to wide receivers yet. So let me ask you about a low-priced quarterback who has a pretty good revenge game narrative going on. Jacoby Brissett.
Why are we just dedicating like we only have an hour to do this show?
Okay.
So why are we talking about Jacoby Brissett?
Well, I just wanted to ask your opinion on Jacoby Brissett this week.
He's sure he's like the 17th best points per dollar quarterback play.
Okay. It's 5.1K. Justin Fields is 5.2.
I kind of forgot that David's bit was the terrible quarterbacks. Like, yeah,
the men price quarterbacks.
I am forgetting. We've been doing this show for so long. I actually like forgot that was a bit that you used to do.
What was Jacoby's YPA last week?
His YPA was, I think, wasn't like over 8 or 9.
So it was 4.4 yards per attempt.
Was pretty good.
Somewhere in there.
I mean, we haven't said Mahomes' name yet, but isn't Mahomes going to be like 6% owned because there's no good value plays? And like, obviously he can just break any slate because that's what he does. And the Chiefs have like no margin for error anymore. There's like no taking the foot off the gas. They got to be in go mode. I think Mahomes is going to go nuclear over like the next month of the season or so. Like Mahomes is like always my single entry quarterback, but he's like especially my single entry quarterback this week.
Hey, so hand in the dirt here, Davis. Is Tyreek Hill just not a thing anymore because of how teams are playing him?
So Nate told me that that Tyreek, after he fumbled, was like holding his shoulder and that he was like subbing out of the game. I haven't heard anyone else report on that, but I guess it would check out because he went from 88%, 98% to 73% of the Chiefs snaps in that game. And we saw more of Jody Fortson and Marcus Kemp playing in that game. So he might just be a little banged up. That's all I got.
All right. Any other quarterback takes before we move on to running back?
No.
Okay. Well, let's talk about running back. Obviously, we talked about last week running back kind of being the key to unlocking the slate. And I feel like we were right. You had to have Madison. You had to have CEH. And probably had to have Saquon. So who are the running backs this week, Davis? How much Chuba are you playing?
I mean, it's very hard, you know, again, because we are the only podcast in the industry doing a first look.
Sure.
There are huge questions at the running back position this week, which is Dalvin Cook's health and Daryl Henderson's health, because if those guys do not play.
Cook is playing.
Yeah, I don't
know. He was at practice, and if you're at practice – on a Wednesday, you're playing.
I don't feel comfortable saying that yet. Because they said he wasn't even close last week, said he didn't even get to the field to warm up last week. So I'm not going to make that assessment. So we have Sony Michel and we have Alexander Mattison. We also have less on FanDuel, but on DraftKings. Like, I want to hear Tuttle's take on this, actually, because Ben is so dust.
No. He's
so dust. Isn't Najee Harris just going to see, like, 8 targets a game is, like, his absolute floor? Like, I don't know. I mean, it feels like Najee at, what is he, 6,800 on DraftKings? Like, I don't know, Najee versus Saquon. They both are not in, like, particularly great spots. But, I mean, Najee is just going to get the touches. Like, the guaranteed touches guy's dream.
Yeah, people will go back to him for sure. And it's a decent matchup on paper too. Like you said, on FanDuel, he's expensive, so I wouldn't be surprised if he wasn't as highly owned there. But I like him. The guy that's going to be absolutely pure chalk if injuries break his way is Sony Michel, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And that pains me because I do not want to play Sony Michel.
What about Derrick Henry?
It's take the floor, Dave.
Well, he's now a PPR running back.
Right.
I don't know if you guys heard.
I saw someone tweet that. It was breaking news. Derrick Henry now a PPR.
He literally leads the team, co-leads the team in catches for the Titans. They don't have Julio and A.J. Brown this week. They're playing against the Jets. I feel like he ran bad to get 25 points last week. Like, he should have had way more than that. But you factor in the touchdown equity, you factor in that he's going to get 30 plus touches. I feel like you just jam him in. I feel like he's the guy you jam in this week.
So you're telling me that you, David Kitchen, think that he's a good play.
Yeah, I do.
That's interesting.
Does anybody think he's not a good play this week?
Seems fine.
Tuttle, what's his ownership going to be in single entry, 3 max stuff?
Henry?
Yeah.
25-ish, maybe?
Yeah, I could even see it being a little higher once Dave, the pump train, really starts going.
Yeah, once I bump my bags, I'm aggressively playing him this week. Just going to let everyone know that. All right, last guy, we got to talk about this game, obviously. Tuttle, I'll ask you, against Carolina, Zeke last week kind of came back to life. Do you like him this week? And as a follow-up question, what should the NFL Top Shots product be called?
No, he is not as good of a play this week. I don't know what else to say.
Tuttle, are you not excited for
Are you not excited NFL? About NFL Top Shots?
I'm excited to get in early, make money flipping like I did with NBA Top Shots, and not be stuck holding the bag like a lot of my fellow castmates.
Sir, I just sold a Lisa Leslie run it back mom for half an ETH last week. I'm not holding any bags.
Please no denominating an ETH when talking about Dapper Lab sales, Davis.
No, we gotta do it, dude. It's the future. It's the way that we're going to get the bags pumped.
Determine when ETH is going to be. Peter, what do you think it's going to be called?
I think it's going to be something very simple, like just NFL big play, something like that.
Ooh, that's creative.
Yeah.
I can't wait for Tuttle. I can't wait for Bear Tuttle to come out. Something
overly simple.
I mean, I'm like, happy with how, like, I treated Top Shots. I don't get why I'm getting...
But the people were like, they should call it like NFL blitz pickup or something. It's like, they're not going to do something hyper specific to a single play. Like, it's going to be very general.
NFL mesh route.
NFL wide receiver quarterback matchups. Aren't you worried?
NFL, aren't you worried?
Here, just a few news updates. Wednesday, Dalvin Cook back at practice, and also T. Higgins officially ruled out for Thursday night against the Jags. There you go.
Thank you for the overview. Thursday night.
If you're update. Playing the Thursday to Monday no, night play,
stop.
You appreciate this info. No one else is going to talk about that on their DFS shows this week.
And I already mentioned that Dalvin was back at practice this week. So, Peter, we only have so much time in the show. So
sometimes people need to have it just really pounded over and over so they get digest the news.
Last thing is on DraftKings, Chase Edmonds, 5.5K. They might be trailing in this game, so he might be a good.
All right, so we just mentioned Chase Edmonds before. Let me see Antonio Gibson, who is a very strong player this week.
Gibson is strong.
There were a couple more. David Montgomery is an annoyingly good play. I don't know what's up with Damian Williams, but he was not on the field at all last week. Montgomery is a solid play. I was kind of hoping I kind of hope it doesn't hit this week because I don't think he's going super sneaky, but Michael Carter is only 4,500. It seems like he is RB1. Jets are only splitting between two guys now. Ty Johnson is the guy that looks to be getting more passing game work, unfortunately, but I think Carter's breakout is coming eventually and I want to be on it before it happens.
So the problem, I'm totally with you on Carter. The problem for a breakout for him might be like 17 carries, 37 yards, 4 receptions, 8 yards. Like I am personally surprised by just how bad Zach Wilson and the Jets have been. Like this is unbelievable. I did not think they were going to be worse than the Darnold Jets. It's real bad.
Man.
Dave, you got to drive the boat, bro.
I know. I missed a Seussables drop. All right. We got some people in the chat. NFL Gridiron, NFL Deep Shots. I'm not mentioning that. NFL Hot Route.
Kitchen is anchormanning it right now. He'll read any suggestion you put in the chat. Deep.
I almost did, but we're not going to do that. Reminder, hit the like button. Hit the subscribe button, and we got a lot better comments this week than we did last week. Let's move to wide receiver. We already talked about the cheap wide receivers for the Titans, and Sutton. I mentioned Sutton Davis, and you said he was a good play. Explain to me why he is a good play.
He's not jumping off the page, but I just thought that you were going to like actually mention like a guy who is unplayable.
It was more of a surprise that David didn't pick somebody completely not in play this week.
Yeah. Like I thought like that you might, like I might sort by like reverse value on our stuff and see that you literally picked like the worst possible play. So I'm happy that you did that. I think that there are a couple interesting decision points at wide receiver this week. One, who is the better play between Tyreek and Devontae Adams? I have a feeling that after last week, Adams is going to get twice the ownership as Tyreek. The other thing is, you know, why did Amari Cooper only have, I think, 2 catches last game? Is it the rib or was it just that they were running the ball a ton? Are people going to try and play Cooper Kupp at 7,800? Is Robert Woods dead? And then which of the Buffalo secondary wide receivers between Cole Beasley or Manny Sanders ends up getting there, because one of them will almost certainly get there. Ayuk versus Debo too, also another interesting decision point for people.
Tuttle, what are you doing about Kupp? Do you just playing him, jamming him in, just assuming that he's going to get his 25 plus?
No, not jamming him in. Waiting a little bit on ownership projections too to decide. I think people will keep playing him, and rightfully so. Honestly, he's been great. But no, not jamming him in. I would rather play Devontae. Devontae has hopefully some positive touchdown regression going in his favor. He's been an absolute beast as well. So I do prefer Adams over him. It does seem like for Buffalo, it's the week that Diggs just gets absolutely fed. It's kind of been almost secondary the last couple weeks. They're going to be able to do whatever they want against Houston. So why not get Diggs's 2 touchdown, 150 yard game? Trying to think, there was somebody else that I wanted to point out, but I forget. Terry McLaurin, I think, might've been the guy. He's really cheap, 6,900, and Calvin Ridley was the guy, 7,200 on FanDuel. Ridley is really cheap there.
I don't know what to do about the Falcons. They are just, I mean, they just are like, everything's bad. Like, I don't know if they don't care or what the deal is, but it's just all bad.
All right. At Mike Miracles on Twitter. He's a big Titans guy. For those that are wondering, he said, for the fantasy football folks, I'd rank the Titans wide receivers like this. If both Julio and AJ are out, Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, Josh Reynolds, and then Chester Rogers. So there's your,
why was Chester, why was Josh Reynolds inactive last week?
Yeah. I mean, I guess they thought they had everyone they needed.
I'm asking you.
He has not been like impressive.
You're literally like, supposed to be our boots on the ground Titans insider.
The Titans have not been like overly impressed with him. Like Chester Rogers and Westbrook-Ikhine were getting snaps over him in the preseason. And it, supposedly they were like, you had some beef with, he was getting after some of the writers that were saying he was having a bad preseason. Like he just has not lit the Titans world on fire since coming over. So he's going to be playing by default this week. So we'll see if anything happens there. All right. Other wide receivers you like, Pita?
I do. I don't know if I'm just a sucker for it, but I love always going back to the Seahawks guys. So I'll be curious to track the Metcalf Lockett ownership. I also like Kittle in that game. So I feel like I'll be messing around with some bringbacks there. Hate to talk about tight end too early, but I like the Seahawks again.
All right.
Yeah.
Anybody else before we move on? Davis?
Yeah. I mean, Hardman scores a touchdown last week. Does look like a real wide receiver. 4,400. There really is not a ton of value. Like you're looking in the Braxton Berrios, Adam Humphries, De'Ami Brown range for 3K guys. Like it's, I mean, Pete mentioned it, but 3K wide receiver, like they just have dusted it off. Like good luck playing Colin Johnson this week.
Wow, how your tune has changed since the preseason.
He's doing it for the best balls.
Okay. So, all right. Stephon Diggs, anybody?
Yeah, talk about him.
We love Stephon Diggs.
Not now, when?
Yeah. All right. Let's move on. Tight end. All right, now let's create a FanDuel.
Do you want to start with, I mean, this slate, you know, really comes down to Tommy Trimble. So I don't know if there's much more to discuss past that.
Do you know, I think you're right. When you are running end arounds for your like sets for your playmakers, like Tommy Trimble,
David, like when a tight end gets a carry, it's like, it does, it like stirs something like primordial in him. It's like, it's,
we
like
it saw really it. We it saw it with Jonnu, and I was not wrong. Like athletic tight ends, when they are getting like sets, like end around or screen passes,
David, you know, when you we pay did attention show, to that, when we did this show like 8 years ago, when it started, you like watched the games and we're like, you like knew what was up and you just, you're just bits now. It's just bits.
Davis. So you don't like Tommy Trimble this week is what you're saying.
No, I'll bet you Alberto Kuibunum versus Tommy Trimble straight up.
Hold on. Let me look what my projections say. How do you spell a Kuibunum?
I have no idea. Pete taught me how to pronounce it.
Okay. W-U-E-G. All right. All right. I'll take that.
Okay. Booked. 25.
Are we still playing, against this week?
Yes.
You guys have to run it back.
Yes.
We have to. Now, next week I will be out of town. And so
sorry to hear that.
I will not be here.
Tuttle. So everyone, bookmark it. The Swolecast is going to be good next week.
Should we have Tuttle host the show next week?
Yes.
I'd love that.
Hey, I can host. I can host.
Okay.
I had to host the Monday night show this week. It was great.
You're hosting next week.
Will you prepare a poem? I bring more energy.
Yeah. you better have a poem and some bits.
You know, the energy is different when I don't just have to sit and listen about NFTs and Tommy Trimble for 30 minutes.
Tommy Trimble is the biggest rug pull in of all.
It's 2.5K.
It's like not having
Tyler Conklin in your lineups last week at all. Like that's what it's like.
If Tommy Trimble scores this week, I guarantee his name gets mentioned every show for the rest of the year. Like Dave will be like, you guys said I didn't know anything. No. And Trimble scored.
This this FanDuel lineup's going well.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going really well.
Tuttle, next week you will steer the ship wherever, and we'll make sure that the fourth host is someone who you can easily maneuver. So FanDuel to start. Davis, you go.
Wow, this is an unexpected honor. So I think we should FUD our first team, and I think we should play Ezekiel Elliott for $7,000 on this team.
Davis, did you play FanDuel last week?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Do you realize that literally our cash team that we have built each of the past 3 weeks have cashed on FanDuel?
Dude, I'm busy enough with the JPEGs. I can't manage a second site.
Imagine not wanting extra income to buy more JPEGs. I can't.
I'm too busy trying to rescue the Mooncats, Dave. I'm trying to get them acclimated.
You're too busy trying to pump your own bags. What are you busy trying to do?
All right, we're taking Ezekiel Elliott.
Peter?
Ezekiel Elliott in this economy. Let's do Diggs.
Just throw Allen in there too then.
Preview of the tilt space lineup. Guaranteed to have Josh Allen and Steph Diggs.
Yikes, Brennan Cooks is 6,900.
It's your pick, Dave.
I know. I'm trying to figure out who we're going to bring back. That's what I usually like to do with these lineups.
Anthony Miller.
You don't have to bring back with.
Yeah, you don't have to bring back against the Texans.
Well, I do.
You do not. Miller actually did look pretty decent, though. I'm not going to lie.
All right. I will go with Hubbard. He's only 6,300, of course.
Aren't you scared?
So who do we have? Allen, Diggs, Zeke, Hubbard. Am I missing anyone yet?
No.
Okay.
Oh.
It's Davis. Sorry.
Oh. All right. I think that we should take Tyler Higbee. Well, is Higbee just going to be Megastone Chalk on FanDuel Tuttle?
No.
No, the best tight end.
It's been a while since you've played FanDuel, but it's not like DraftKings. Like, you get to play the best.
Kelsey's so easy to play.
Yeah. All right. We're going Higbee.
All right.
It's Kittle or Kelsey on FanDuel.
All right. If we're playing Higbee and everyone's playing Kelsey, why don't we jam Tyreek here?
Tyreek. This lineup might win the whatever funnily named free roll there is.
FanDuel's not putting out enough material for me to work with here with these free rolls.
It's a bummer.
Davis, please. Oh, by the way, the DFS OGs, you guys remember them. Their free roll or their contest failed last week after we gave them the Swolecast bump. So, and our lineup still cashed. All right, so we got Allen and Diggs. We've got Zeke and Hubbard. We've got Tyreek and Higbee. Tuttle, give us another play.
So what I want to do leaves us pretty thin at the third receiver spot.
That ain't no problem.
Yeah, because we're going to play Nick Westbrook-Akeen.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't know if I trust you guys if I do that. I'm not going to pick defense, but I'll just go Antonio Gibson.
He's such a good play this week.
I was going to, I like correlating him with Washington defense, who has been absolutely terrible this week, but they get to, or this season, but they get to tee off against the corpse of Matt Ryan, which should help a little bit.
Love it.
Yeah.
But so I will not pick defense because that puts us at 5K at one
receiver,
and it's thin.
Westbrook-Akeen is 5,300. Let's see what Chester is.
Tuttle, is this finally the week for Donovan Peoples-Jones?
No. It is. It's not. It never
is. He made a nice grab against the sideline last week. I was impressed. Didn't know he had it in them.
The problem with on FanDuel, like the 55 to 6K range, you actually have usable guys. So you just can't do the 5K range, like 5K and under. Because we could double stack this pretty easily with like an Emmanuel Sanders or Cole Beasley.
Ooh. Okay.
Or you could play Corey Davis Revenge.
Yeah, Corey Davis Revenge, 5,700, and you pair him with the Seahawks not pair, but that will leave you 3,300 and you play the Seahawks versus San Fran.
Yeah, works for me. Pete, what are you putting this in?
I'm putting this in the Sunday squib, but I might go more the double stack route and overrule this, you know, old Corey Davis so, homerism.
It is. You're right. It's just it's transitory homerism.
Maybe a little Gabe Davis in a GPP.
They're really phasing him out.
Yeah, it's not pretty.
Scared money don't make money, guys. In the squib.
All I can think about every time I see Cole Beasley catch a pass is that Chess Liam has 75% Gabriel Davis in the best ball midley.
I had a ton of Gabriel Davis too. It's not looking good.
Quez Watkins is 5,200.
Why did he even try to play? Did he even play last week?
Yeah. You kidding me?
He wasn't.
He had two catches for 46 yards. He's like the team's number two wide receiver, Davis. Read a book. All right. Tight ends on DK. Who do you like at tight end, Peter?
I like Kittle. I think he's just in that his price has come down enough. People, I'm curious to see where people settle on him because he did show signs of life last week, but I still imagine most people are going to want to just pay up for Kelsey or punt it off. I think Noah Fant is still underpriced this week at 4,300. I don't really want to chase Tyler Conklin stuff. Mark Andrews' role seems pretty good. He even left a touchdown on the table. I like him in that Denver game at 5,300. And I like Schultz too, 3,400 out targeted Blake Jarwin, I think 7-2. So if we've seen a true flippening there, that's a pretty nice price on him.
Yeah. They said it could never be done. They said that the Blake Jarwin, Dalton Schultz flippening could never happen. They said it was like ETH and BTC getting flipped. And look where we have Cyber Kongs. The floor has flipped Punks and Dalton Schultz has flipped Blake Jarwin.
Cyber Kong's floor has flipped Punks?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Wow. Man, I'm just so...
I know, you're so into the Sotheby's stuff. You know, you really have forgotten where you came from.
What about Chubbies? Because I'm pretty sure I bought a Chubby instead of a Cyber Kong.
We always end up on NFTs.
I don't even know what that is.
Because... You're a noob.
All right, I got a couple other tight end punts to throw out. The aforementioned Albert Okwuegbunam, he was already playing about 50% of the snaps before KJ Hamler got injured. I think it would make a ton of sense against Baltimore to just go super heavy, 12 personnel. The other guy would be Tyler Conklin. Tyler Conklin, he's not a punt anymore. But I think that elevated price tag, the fact that he's 100 more than Dalton Schultz on DK, I think that leaves him at like maybe not even like 3% owned. But I think the way Minnesota always wanted to play was with more 12 personnel. Like the reason why we've never seen a third wide receiver do well with Justin Jefferson is because, or with Kirk Cousins, is because that's how they want to play. And Conklin should be out there, you know, 80-85% of the snaps again.
All right, Tuttle, any other tight end takes?
So if you want to pair your great Jacoby Brissett take.
Doyle?
No, grown-ass man, Mike Gesicki. Actually saw targets last week because Brissett can't do anything but target the tight end, basically. Or Jalen Waddle on really short routes. So, yeah. Otherwise, all the aforementioned tight end options.
Yeah.
So we're going to say eight before mentioned. So we have just one last gross play. If you are playing Justin Fields, Cole Kmet. He only got one catch last week, but
this isn't your worst take.
What?
I said it's not your worst take.
Oh, okay.
I can kind of get behind this.
Yeah. Four targets and you have to think that they're going to do something with this offense. I think we've talked about it before, like people used to think that Matt Nagy was sharp back in the day.
Yeah. I thought that. I thought there was a chance that Trubisky was just holding him back and boy, does that not look accurate. It's like the reverse McVay, where now the Rams offense looks like it's completely unstoppable Death Star.
All right. Tuttle, did you have a terrible take?
Yes. I'm gonna drop two here because I'm gonna drop one that I don't think is like that terrible. Hasn't done anything yet this season, but I already talked about Robbie Anderson. I want him to be my primary take that I'm remembered for. The other one, I want to go back to the roots because when this first started, Tuttle's terrible take started as a segment. It was just taking shitty players that have maybe a 1% chance of hitting, but going with it. And with that said, Kadarius Toney is my other terrible take of the week.
I dig it. I dig the Toney
play. Do we think, what's the wide receiver core going to look like for the Giants this week?
Colin Johnson, Kenny Galladay, Kadarius Toney, Evan Ingram.
Yeah, I almost mentioned Evan Ingram, but I was trying to look up what his status was for this week. But he's only 3K on DraftKings. I like Kadarius Toney. I like that take. Okay. Jack Co says, Kitchen's really got to bolt down that pizza box camera mount he's got over there. Sorry. We're going to try to get, we have like a legit expensive camera in this office. And for some reason, we're using the pizza box camera. And then let's see, PayPal, my DFS is, Kitchen is probably the best DFS host in the space. Good luck at replacing him next year. And then other people, oh, this is for you.
Next year, Peter. Next week.
Next week.
You have something to tell us, David?
Well, I heard that David was in exclusive talks with Fox Sports, actually, to become they're thinking about doing a pregame show on
It's NFL X Dapper is where I'll be next year if you need me. They said FF Doom Satel's gonna leave the show when NFL X Dapper drops. So lots of rumors out there. And then this one is for you, Peter. This is from Peter D'Angelo. He says, full PPR and new two running backs, Hunt, Williams, Hubbard, Montgomery, or Eli Mitchell.
I've been doing these Q&As for the Fantasy Life app on Thursdays and Sundays, and it's just a fire hose of start sits, and my head just spins after them.
Do you know who is the best in the industry at this? Sigmund Bloom. Because he goes on radio stations every week. And like they'll like rattle off eight, and you guys know if someone rattles off eight and say like pick two, and he'll do it, like right off the bat.
That so what kills me is these guys ever like they're still just saying Moore, Smith, Jones, and I'm like, guys, you gotta give me just like an initial, because I'm like literally my answer is different for each of the Moores. So you gotta tell me.
All right, so Hunt, Williams, Hubbard, Montgomery, or Eli Mitchell.
Hubbard.
Pick two.
Hubbard and Hunt.
Eli, baby.
I mean, we got to get some news on Eli first.
He's back practice today.
If he's practicing, he's in. He's the alpha for sure. Sermon. All right. Final thoughts, Peter.
Don't dupe me in the energy drink free roll, 5-hour energy. Yeah. Have fun out there. Do your own research. Everything said on this show isn't financial advice, and you should make sure that you have talked to your accountant before you put our cash game lineups in your GPPs.
Yeah. If you hit like the big tournaments, the big free rolls, and you win it, let us know. And if you won that free roll last week, let us know.
You know what? This cannot be, free rolls cannot be associated with our brand.
It's very good with our brand. How about this, Kitchen? If someone wins the Millie Maker with avatar, you'll give them one of your moon cats.
Yes. Good promotion.
Yep.
Okay. Wow. Right in time for Sotheby's.
But Davis, you have to give something as well, Davis.
Sure, they can have one of my elves.
Davis, you'll cut your hair if someone with the Swolecast logo wins the medal.
No, I won't.
What if they give you 10% of it?
No.
You would not cut your hair for $100,000?
My life is a little different than it was when I was 22.
You would not cut your hair for $100,000.
No.
Is this? I don't believe it.
Can't be real.
No. It'll grow back.
Yeah, but then I'll be this miserable. I'll be miserable.
Of all the
for a
dumb
year.
Takes that I have had yeah, this on this show, this outdoes them all.
Will you cut your hair?
Yes. I'll do whatever. I'll dye it. I'll cut it for $100,000. Absolutely.
I'll grow my hair out like Davis's for $100,000.
Well, you should do that regardless. Peter, would you cut your hair for $100,000?
Sure. What do you want me to just fully buzz it or what for $100,000?
I mean, yeah. Really?
I definitely have a limit where I wouldn't, but for $100,000, yeah.
What does $100,000 do really? Can I buy a pump?
Oh
buy
my God.
Davis, you just said that you get excited when you have like a 0.01 offer on OpenSea. You would shave your head for a
You're so out of touch with the working man.
What does a floor punk go for?
Oh, you get a Bored Ape for 33.
Yeah, I'd how about that? I would cut my hair for whatever a good Bored Ape goes for.
Okay. I was just wondering in your twisted head if like you think you'll lose your fantasy acumen, like if you cut your hair like Samson or something. I cannot imagine not Dude, cutting your hair for $100,000.
It's like my whole identity, bro.
It'll grow back. Like your identity could be I cut my hair for $100,000.
But I have to be miserable for a year in the interim. I'm not interested in that.
Gosh. Wow. All right. Well, I hope everyone listening is as privileged as Davis is. Thank you, everyone. Leave some in the comments. Would you cut your hair for $100,000? Let us know in the comments.
It's just degrading, bro.
Stop. You have lost your touch. You are. You've lost your touch with the common man, Davis. That's all I'll say. So send Davis some head-to-heads. I'll be in Vegas next week. Maybe even Disney. If you see me, please. Come up to me and shake my hand. Let's take a picture together. I'll be gone. We'll see you later. Week 4 in Soulcast and RunnerGrunners.com.